SRN News. I'm John Scott. On the campaign trail at a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania last night, former President Donald Trump says the nation cannot take 4 years with Kamala Harris in charge.
Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala that you've had enough. You're not going to take it anymore. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out of here. You're fired.
In a major campaign speech offering her closing argument, Vice President Harris promised to seek common sense solutions if she's elected to the highest office in the land.
2 nights after Donald Trump held a huge rally in New York City, Kamala Harris spoke to thousands of people in Washington. The crowd stretched from the Ellipse near the White House to the Washington Monument. She drew a sharp contrast between her campaign and Trump's and made this request 1 week before the election.
I offer a different path, and I ask for your vote.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting from Washington. Also at SRNNews.com, two Republican senators have written an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal explaining the cost of the legacy of President Biden's economy. Reporter Bernie Bennett with details.
Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Rick Scott of Florida wrote an outline of the inflation rate over the last 4 years compared to the 4 years of the Trump administration. They wrote, quote, consumer prices in U.S. cities have risen 26% faster than private sector wages. Paychecks now buy less than they did in January of 2021. During the 4 years Donald Trump was in office, inflation-adjusted private sector wages rose by 8.1%. That means real private sector wages today are effectively 11.8% lower than they would have been if the Trump-era economy had continued for another 4 years. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow hit 140 points, the NASDAQ adding 32. This is SRN News. A religious battle is taking place in Georgia.
The state says students at Luther Rice College and Seminary cannot access financial aid because the school is religious. Lawyers for Luther Rice are now suing on First Amendment grounds and the fact that other religious schools in the state are being allowed to access the funds. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents Luther Rice, says, quote, people of faith cannot be discriminated against for choosing the school that best aligns with their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Amish are numerous in an all-important swing state of Pennsylvania, and yet only a small minority of them vote in elections. They're being targeted this year in the latest effort to register more of them to vote. Republicans are seeking their votes through billboards, ads, door-to-door canvassing, and community meetings. Republican campaigners see the Amish as receptive to GOP talking points like smaller government and less regulation. This is SRN News. Former President Donald Trump's Truth Social is now worth more than Elon Musk's X.
Trump Media and Technology Group is now valued at over $10 billion after its shares more than quadrupled since late September. Fidelity Investment Group estimates the value of X's holdings at around $9.4 billion. The stock of Trump Media, or TMTG, tends to move more with Trump's re-election odds than its own profit prospects, and investors see his chances of retaking the presidency as improving. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For the first time in its nearly 20-year history, Reddit turning a profit. The social platform claimed a profit of $29.9 million for the period ending in September. Reddit also grew its number of daily users to 97.2 million. That's a 47% increase from the same time last year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.